Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This frivolous lawsuit in New York brought by the Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, continues. And this is one of the longest lawsuits we've been involved in that focuses only at this stage on a preliminary injunction. It is a frivolous lawsuit from the beginning. We're going to be talking about some shocking information that came out during the testimony of one of the so-called clinic escorts. She is also connected to the Revolutionary Communist Party USA. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, when she is not planning and advocating for a violent revolution to overthrow the United States government by force, and I'm not exaggerating that, we'll talk about it more. Mary Lou Greenberg, a spokeswoman for the Revolutionary Communist Party USA, is the director of the, quote, escort program, close quote, at the ironically named Choices Women's Medical Center and Abortion Clinic in New York, where all of this issue of the lawsuit by the Attorney General revolves around, where we represent Scott Fitchett Jr. Matt, you know, it is amazing. This woman has no interest in truth at all, and in fact, advocates not just competing with ideas in the marketplace, but a violent overthrow, even taking up arms to have a revolution of conflict to take over the United States of America and rename it.
Yeah, you can't, you know, make this stuff up. If you were trying to write some kind of a creepy dystopian novel, you couldn't make all this stuff up. And Schneiderman, the attorney general there in New York, a guy who has said that people don't get to, in the United States, we don't get to choose our own point of view. We shouldn't be surprised that his partner in crime here, effectively, is what we're talking about. His partner is an avowed spokesman for the Communist Party who advocates the violent overthrow of the United States government. Again, you can't make this stuff up. It just writes itself.
Well, the word violence is just the theme here. I mean, we talked on a previous program about the star witness who's one of the escorts. And what we mean is she escorts the women who are about to go and have an abortion and, you know, and kill their children. Well, this woman that we're talking about today is the director of this program. So you talk about violence being the theme, you know, a violent way to kill your children through abortion. And then now she wants to have this violent overtake of the country.
Yeah, and Greenberg's Revolutionary Communist Party that she's a spokeswoman for, not just a member.
Yeah.
She actually speaks for this organization, openly admits that it is, quote, organizing to overthrow this system at the soonest possible time, close quote, and, quote, is preparing to lead an actual revolution to bring about a radically new and better society, the new socialist republic in North America, close quote. She's a spokesman for this organization, and that's what they are intending to do.
But if you're aborting all these children, you're not going to have anyone to have a revolution.
Well, hello? Maybe that's her idea, to just kill as many as possible.
Like Margaret Sanger, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and what's amazing again to me is that she's an actual aide and ally in this case in New York against this a Christian man for just preaching the gospel, Scott Fitchett Jr., that she is partnering effectively with the New York Attorney General here. And I guess we shouldn't be surprised. Communism is rooted in Marxism, Karl Marx. Communism hates Christianity. The communist, you know, Marx said the religion is the opiate of the masses, particularly the Christian faith and the Christian religion. So we shouldn't be surprised that they're all cut from kind of that same anti-Christian, you know, Karl Marx abolished Christianity cloth, and that they're all, you know, that she is an official spokeswoman for this Communist Party.
And this Attorney General of New York, Eric Schneiderman, is working with this person.
He's the highest legal officer in the state, correct?
Yeah, and he's working with this person to gather, quote, evidence, close quote, against peaceful,
who's calling for a violent
pro-lifers.
Revolution.
Now, really? Yeah. Greenberg and her communist party have developed a specific 7-point strategy for what they call how we could defeat them. It includes, and I'll quote, a revolutionary fighting force to start the all-out fight, close quote. Quote, utilizing equipment captured from the enemy, close quote. Quote, fighting in ways the enemy does not anticipate, close quote. And quote, disrupting the concentration and utilization of U.S. forces and contributing to their disintegration and avoiding, quote, decisive encounters until the forces of the old order have been brought to the brink of total defeat and then fully, finally, rout and dismantle the remaining enemy forces. This
wow.
is in also a 104-page manifesto that purports to suspend due process until those who oppose the revolution are duly punished. This is
treason. They're openly calling, this is openly treasonous. They're openly engaging in treason here, which the laws on the books, it's still punishable by, you know, talking about death, it's still punishable by death. They're openly advocating for the violent overthrow of the United States government.
Yeah, federal
why this
law,
isn't all over the mainstream media.
Federal law makes it a felony punishable by 20 years incarceration to willfully advocate the duty, necessity, desirability, or propriety of overthrowing or destroying the government of the United States by force or violence. And yet, the New York Attorney General Schneiderman has yet to denounce this association with Greenberg. In fact, is working with Greenberg to come after peaceful, pro-life individuals who are simply exercising their First Amendment right, including Scott Fitchett Jr., who we represent, a pre-K teacher who goes on Saturdays on public sidewalks, peacefully sharing the gospel throughout the community, including in front of this abortion clinic founded by this woman back in 1971, who is the found not by Greenberg, but by founded in 1971. And this particular abortion clinic has taken the lives of hundreds of thousands of children. This abortion clinic founder says that abortion is the taking of human life, and that is precisely the foundation of why abortion gives power to women, right, allowing them to take another human's life. And Greenberg is advocating taking the lives of people to overthrow the United States. And then, of course, she interjects herself and shouts as she's, quote unquote, escorting someone to the death chambers so that they can't hear or pro-lifers can't even be near someone to give them life-saving comfort and information. She is working every day to promote death at the abortion clinic and with her Communist Party affiliations.
And isn't this the very woman who was the star witness, Greenberg, that she testified that she saw Scott Fitchert step in front of a patient? That's a big part of the reason that the charges were filed
here. The judge is...
And now she's admitted that she might have been mistaken.
Yeah, the judge is requiring... The judge is not allowing the attorney general's office to just simply paint with a big brush and throw a blanket over everyone. The judge is requiring that they connect their allegations to each one of the 13 defendants. And so she testified, well, that Scott Fitchert was actually impeding access to the clinic. And then Harry Mehet, our chief litigation counsel, cross-examined her, showed her the video of this supposed incident, which showed our client, Scott Fitchett, doing nothing more than peacefully preaching the gospel. Greenberg had to sheepishly retreat and say, quote, I might have been mistaken, close quote. She has no evidence
mistake.
At the end of the day.
It's easier than saying I lied. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so this whole case is just frivolous. It's just based on lies.
So she can take an oath because she doesn't acknowledge the legitimacy of the courts. She doesn't acknowledge the government of the United States of America, and therefore an oath to her apparently means nothing. Our skilled legal counsel showed that she was lying right there on the stand.
Right.
You know, this case is incredibly expensive because the attorney general is trying to literally criminalize peaceful, pro-life Christian speech that has done nothing wrong while consorting with these abortion advocates and even an active member of the Communist Party. who's intent on overthrowing the United States of America. And we can't allow these people to be there unrepresented. But we can't be there without your prayers and certainly your support. This is exceptionally expensive. We have some of our counsel there for days on days, weeks on weeks, as this case continues. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Remember this case and all of our cases in your prayers and financial support. Support Liberty Counsel at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776 and make a difference in your community, lc.org.